This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show starring Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm doing this like the Tonight Show. Starring Johnny Carson, starring Michael Harrison, and me, I'm Ed McSteffen. Charts for the week of May 25th to the 29th. All right. You have to have a little levity at the beginning, because this list...
This really stinks.
With the exception of the launch, and the launch didn't even take off.
No.
So we got lots of things here to chew on. Why don't we get started with you going through the stories and the people list, Michael? And
All right, we'll crawl our way through this list, this nasty little list. At number 10, we have the SpaceX launch that took place on Wednesday. It was postponed and might happen or might not happen this weekend, depending upon when you're listening to the show. At number 9, psychology and personal relationships. People are depressed. At number 8, the mic.
No, you think? Let's see if I can burn down a police station to express my distress, dislike, and frustration. Yes.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. At number 8, we have the Michael Flynn case, which just seems like a throwback to the good old days when we used to have partisan bickering.
Steve Wiseman and his advice when we need it.
You know, or the political parties and the powers that be now wanting the other side not only to lose but to be arrested and imprisoned.
Uh-huh.
We've reached a great point.
China.
It's scary. It's hard to even make light of it. Speaking of China, number 7, U.S.-China relations and a little problem in Hong Kong. At number 6, we have the George.
Nothing that a few good shots wouldn't take care of on the part of the Chinese.
Like a third world war, a cyber subversive war that we're in, and people better start waking up to that. At number 6, the George Floyd case.
Wow.
And that as we speak, is raging across the country. Even it's spreading out of Minneapolis. There are fires and riots and all kinds of nasty stuff going on. That's tied with, partially no longer, but earlier in the week, the Amy Cooper incident, where the African-American birder had the police called on him for simply telling the woman to put a leash on her dog in a place in the park where leashing is the rule.
Have you ever heard the expression Karen? She's the ladies on the DJV program referred to her as a Karen. I hadn't ever heard that.
A Karen? No, I don't know. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it means that she's a whining liberal from a big city, basically, who's got issues with... And everything's an issue, and I have a problem with everybody, and it's just, you know, you can look at her face kind of, I shouldn't probably say this, but she looked kind of the part. You can imagine, you know what I'm talking about, there's people who have issues with everything. Everybody's gone out to get them. And they also
tell people what to do in public. And I'm all for a certain level of social pressure, but I'm not thrilled about people who say, you know.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Should,
thank you.
Yeah, but in this case, he was the one that was complaining about her. It wasn't that she was complaining about him. He was this birder. He's a birder.
Right.
He's a bird watcher.
And he's being confronted with this dog chasing, you know.
Chasing the birds away. Right.
Right.
So he's simply... I don't know the tone of voice. Maybe he said, you know, you should put your dog on a leash. But regardless, race relations are at number 6. But at the moment we're talking, they're actually number 1. But this is a weekly survey, not a daily survey. Although the way things change so quickly nowadays, Memorial Day, which was part of this week, seems like a month ago.
Gonzo. Right. You know, maybe we ought to start doing this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show every day as a special 1 hour.
Why don't we do it hourly?
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
I mean, why don't we just give up
that's
our lives?
That's how our top
stories
are.
Why don't we just sacrifice everything else in our lives and just sit here and talk about, well, I mean, at least we're on the delivering end of this as opposed to walking around consuming it and making ourselves crazy like so many people do. There are people that are addicted to this news cycle, and that's all they think about. Everything they see is exaggerated in their mind, although it is pretty exaggerated stuff. You've got to be able to get through this stuff without it consuming you.
So,
and one more thing, and that's one of the reasons it's sad that we don't have sports right now, because sports provides that.
I was thinking to your point exactly. For some people, the most important part of this George Floyd case was the arresting of a CNN reporter. That seemed to trump, if you'll pardon the pun, all the rest of the stuff that really is the story. This guy became the story. And it was that way for hours. Oh, look at that guy, the CNN reporter. I mean, as far as CNN was concerned, the business of George Floyd went out the window, and the fact that their reporter got arrested was the breaking news for hours. And so that's, again, making them more important than the real story.
Wow, I feel guilty because I've been running around saying, can you believe they arrested CNN? I was upset by that. I see that as a freedom of speech issue.
But it's not more important than the... Well, maybe I'm not going to put thoughts in your mind. For those of us who do this...
What's more important than everything happening? Everything in its own way is important. These are all important issues.
That's why talk radio is so exciting, frankly. You can find an angle... The more creative the hosts are, the better the conversation, finding more angles for people to consider. And then they say as they're listening to the program, geez, I never thought of that. Or I didn't know that. That's the, that's the sign of a great talk radio program. So anyway, excuse me.
Well, those are called takeaways, and that's the whole point. Give people something that they don't know, as opposed to rehashing the same old thing, which a lot of people do in media discussions. Yeah. They just want to hear the same points over and over and over again. It's like, okay, enough already.
Let's hear the top 30 songs. Number one gets played every hour.
Well,
the hit radio station. Remember that from when we were kids. Play the hits. Number one every hour.
Yeah. Right now, all we have to do is just play Taylor Swift.
Yes,
has the music industry progressed past Taylor Smith? Or is that
Gaga?
No, Gaga's 10 years ago. Lady Gaga's 10 years ago. There are people that consider her an oldies act. It's
really?
Oh, absolutely.
She's got a great new bunch of songs out now. Just being
oldies acts have new songs. I mean, you know. Yeah, but once you're an oldies act, you're an old... Yeah, look at that. So at number five, we have Trump versus Twitter. At number four, we have Trump versus North Carolina over the RNC. And that's tied with President...
Trump versus Fauci could be number three.
Presidential race and politics. Don't you wish it was Trump versus Stefan? You'd become famous.
Yeah.
Not that you aren't all.
I'd make a wonderful president. I'm not sure I want to be president. I'd want to have you president. If it was offered to me, I would straighten things out right away. Mm. Everything would be smooth as glass. Fix it all.
If I were president, everybody would be happy, and rich, and healthy.
Absolutely.
And good. Everybody would be good. Yeah. At number, where the heck are we? At number three, healthcare, antibodies, testing, and masks.
Yeah.
And
it's another thing that's become political. It's whether even wearing a mask now is political.
Yeah, you wear a mask, someone will spit at you. If you wear a mask, someone will spit at you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the mask, the part, I'm going to make a bold statement.
Okay.
The political argument over masks is stupid and unproductive. Now, I don't like the word stupid. I like the word ignorant. But... the word stupid is more powerful than ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Amazing. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
A real negative brand of ignorance is stupidity. Think about that, folks.
Arrogance and ignorance is a Molotov cocktail.
Well, arrogance and ignorance, or arrogance is to pride what stupidity is to ignorance. Ooh. At number two. Yeah, I know. And you don't even know where that one came out of.
No, but you probably something better, yeah.
At number two, reopening process tied with the economy. And at number one, statistics and projections and the fact...
How many more will die?
Well, we have 100,000 deaths in the United States. And
there are
people that are... People are slicing and dicing and spinning that whichever way they want. But that's a lot more than died in Vietnam. And considering that the 100,000 deaths happened in a four-month period, that's a pretty startling and grim statistic. No matter how old, young, or the health of these people, it's 100,000 people who died that may not have died otherwise, and that's not good.
I have a friend, this is going to seem cold and crass, but I have a friend who's in the stone business. He makes headstones, and he's working almost around the clock and can't keep up with the orders because there are so many more people dying. Funeral business, great business to be in. That's the way it is.
Oh, there's a lot of businesses that are thriving.
You
know, the mask business. How's that?
Very good.
Okay, let's go.
All right, do we the people list?
Here are the people. People list is crazy because it's very hard to do this one this week. At number 10, Elon Musk. At number 9, Gretchen Whitmer. At number 8, Michael Flynn and Barack Obama. Number 7, George Floyd, Amy Cooper, and Christian Cooper. Funny, both names are Cooper. At number 6, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. At number 5, Joe Biden. Remember him?
At
number 4, Kaylee McEnany. At number 3, Roy Cooper. Nancy Pelosi's 2. Number 1 is Donald Trump, and that's just basically a
wouldn't it be interesting if we find out that Amy Cooper and Christian Cooper are long-lost cousins?
Or better, they're publicity.
They're in cahoots, right?
And they're in cahoots.
All right, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here reviewing the top 10 stories and the people that are on that list for you every week at this time. Speaking of what's on the radio every week, the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com has a menu of things that you can buy actually at half price. Or they love the term BOGO, buy one, get one free. They like that better at MyPillow.com. Whatever term you use, the results are the same. The results are you save a lot of money buying pillows at this moment, buying sheets, buying towels, buying duvet covers, buying any of the 900 jillion kind of MyPillows that they have, because they got lots of them, all of them there for you at MyPillow.com. Remember, you can wash and dry all of the pillows, so you keep yourself safe. And the era that we're living in, we want to get rid of all the bugs, all the bad stuff that's around. So washing those pillows and drying them do great things for your health and well-being. So have them in every one of your bedrooms. And right now is a great time to buy because of the BOGO sale. Go to MyPillow.com. Get financing. If you end up spending more than $200, they'll help you out by financing your purchase. All at the Radio Listener Specials page by using the code DJV. You'll be able to get a hold of all of these fabulous MyPillow offers. BOGOs, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe.
today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the talk zone, here we are trying to dispense with truth decay, which happens a lot on the radio, in the news, in our lives. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and in that role every week, we spend an hour together on the official countdown show, trying to make heads and tails of a lot of the stories that are on the charts, things about news talk radio that are important, whether it be about hosts or stations even. And maybe one of the big discussions this week is the condition of Rush Limbaugh and what he had to say about his life at the moment this week. I guess he's been off the air for a week or so and has made some interesting revelations this week, Michael.
Well, he says that he's not feeling good. He used pretty descriptive terms, and it's unfortunate, you know. What can I say?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It's you had that kind of cancer, man. There's nothing worse than that. And I think he said he had been worthless, virtually useless. And there's no point in me going on the air. It's hard to concentrate
on the kind of keen observations and the angles you were talking about before and the nuances of things, especially when you're considered the leader in that particular realm. It's hard to do that when you don't feel well, especially when you're fighting for your life and the reality of your life supersedes the seriousness of your job.
But sometimes that's a good distraction. Especially being as dedicated as he has been over the years to doing the program, it's been kind of his life. Mm-hmm. And so to have that as a distraction from whatever else the guy must be going through on a day-to-day basis, that none of us can really, unless you've been there, had that experience, we don't know what he's going through. You can't possibly imagine what that life must be like.
He's shared some of that.
It would be good for him to help a lot of people who may be going down the same street at some point in time, to hear what his experiences are, what he's going through, what he's thinking, how people are helping him, what he wants from life at this point in time. I think if he just wanted to throw the towel in, he'd stay off the air, but he obviously wants to be on the air as much as he can be.
Well, he wants from life, he's already said, he wants more months and maybe even more years. I mean, that's what he wants. He wants to live, and that's what it's about.
Yep, sure is.
But it's hard to concentrate on things like this. It's hard to write. It's hard to put thoughts together when you're sick.
Yeah.
You know, being on the radio and doing a job is a distraction, from that. But doing it well, and you got to understand, every word he says is scrutinized.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of pressure takes it beyond just being a distraction.
You know, it's gotten to the point where it's not fun a lot of times anymore when everything... There was an incident, actually, on my DJV program this week. I don't know if incident is the right word, but somebody listening to our station in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, called to complain that we had said something that wasn't true. Victoria Keelan, one of the participants, said something about some of the virus having originated or been brought to America from Europe and not from China. And somebody got so upset about what she said, they called the station manager in Harrisburg, I think it was Harrisburg, and she got to the syndicator, and they got to us, and I'm trying to figure out, it was a passing comment in maybe 2 seconds, but I mean, I'm happy people are listening that carefully, but what are they listening for, and why is that something that they call the management of the station about to find out, to tell us that we're wrong, that it came from China or whatever.
Well, it came, you know, what that needed was clarification. It's a very, very emotional issue, and it's a very heated political issue as to even what to call this. Some people are calling it the CCP virus. A lot of people in talk radio are calling it the Chinese virus.
Yeah.
Some people are saying it's the Wuhan virus.
And
it
is.
They're calling it COVID-19. Well, some of them are saying that Trump is blaming China for this as a distraction from his own culpability in terms of how he's handled it. And this is where it gets murky, because the facts are that it did come from China, and whether it came from a lab and they were doing bio testing for weaponry, or they just were doing research and it got loose, the least of their crimes in this has been to cover up information that would have perhaps saved lives. And the worst that they've done is maybe they perpetrated this. That's speculation. But the Europe thing was that the virus had spread greatly to Europe, and that on the East Coast, particularly New York, most of the people who came down with it contracted it from Europeans who had come to this country, as opposed to from Chinese.
Yeah.
So it's all
There's
true.
There's the clarification for the listening WSBA listener who may not have been satisfied with whatever else was said. 29 after the hour.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Protesters set fire to several buildings, including a police station in Minneapolis. The precinct is where four officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd, who died while in their custody, were stationed. A police spokesman confirming that staff had evacuated the station, in his words, in the interest of the safety of personnel. Meanwhile, Minneapolis Fire Chief John Frutell said the situation was untenable when it came to fighting the fire.
They made a decision that was untenable, unsafe for the firefighters. We've had had rocks and different type of projectiles thrown at us now the last couple nights, and it's made it very challenging, and certainly our number one priority is the safety of our firefighters.
Meanwhile, police say at least 7 people were shot overnight as protesters in Louisville, Kentucky demonstrated against the fatal shooting of a black woman there by police in March. And this is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
An Ogden, Utah police officer is dead and a parole officer wounded after a shootout yesterday afternoon with a suspect who they'd confronted on the front porch of a home. That suspect was later found dead inside the home. It's unclear whether he was killed by police gunfire or if he took his own life. It looks like Republican National Convention organizers are working on a plan to keep it in North Carolina. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They are also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. I'm John Hunt.
And for the first time since 1896, there will be no Boston Marathon this year. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh yesterday announcing he'd canceled the event because of coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Jeepers Crow, we haven't talked about Dancing with the Stars or The Masked Singer yet, Michael. That could be something that we prominently miss here. Maybe we better get to that.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, right. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, every week at this time. He's here for the information of the people listening to the program. This program gets heard over a course of 3 days, actually, in different venues, different stations, so they try to encapsulate as much as they can, but as Michael said earlier on, things are changing so quickly, sometimes you can't stay on top of all of these things, but doing our best to do that with the stories in the People List. Also, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at talkers.com. The essence of what people are doing, can we go back to politics for a second and the presidential race? I saw a headline, and again, I'm so put off by the Huffington Post as a specific organ of misinformation or anger or hatred. The headline reads, "Rank and file Republicans turn on Trump." Can you imagine how ridiculous that looks to anybody who actually knows what's going on? And it's almost like these people have become caricatures, or the stories are caricatures of themselves and their desire to misrepresent or just make stuff up and have it presented as if it were news.
Well, or they're telling what they think is the truth based on their own lying to themselves. That's wishful thinking. You know, they think they must be turning on him because I don't like him. So you're right, but it's that's a ridiculous headline.
It really is. So here's one. There are again, Democrats versus Republicans. The Democrats are upset because one of the reps from Pennsylvania and the House of Representatives there apparently hid the fact that he had COVID-19. He told the leadership of his party, but he didn't inform his colleagues. So he tested positive for COVID-19. He informed members of his party, but he didn't tell any Democrats. He told Republicans he had it, but he wouldn't tell any Democrats. I mean, have we gotten to that? We laugh at silliness, the absurdities of what goes on in the name of politics. And will it go away?
It's ugly. It's ugly. Will it go away? I don't know.
Do we survive?
I thought that the coronavirus was going to be the thing that quashes all of this partisanship. But if anything, it's only enhanced it.
Yeah. Well, to a point. But can we continue to live and function this way?
No.
Can we?
No.
I don't see it working. I don't.
No. No, no, it has to. We have to do something about it. Look, debate is good. Free speech is good. And, you know, many different parties, two parties and more, is a good thing. We don't want one party. We don't all want to agree. But when we disagree to the point that we're not able to function, we become dysfunctional, and we're becoming dysfunctional. And the coronavirus is exposing that dysfunctionality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. You know, with regard to that, and something that may be considered shop talk or inside, one of the things this week that were echoed in my ear, and I'm glad to see some other people taking this apart, the advertisers on talk radio programs and others, television, they need to drop this togetherness message. There's some research that shows Americans are just tired of hearing, "We're all in this together," from advertisers. They want some creativity. They don't understand the creative process, but they do know, and I noticed that. I actually said that on the air about a month ago. I'm tired of already hearing, "We're in this together." Okay, what does that do for anything or anybody? But these are the focus groups that were used to look at the advertisers.
I think it would be much more positive if it said, "We all stink. Not just you, everyone." How's that?
We're all stupid. Maybe that's better.
Yeah.
We're all in this together, and we're all stupid. That's it. Huh? Right. Why not? Take a shot of that.
I wonder how history will look at this period. Because it's all going to be available on video. And, I mean, you know, historians in the future are going to have much better evidence in terms of deciphering the past than we do because of the incredible technology we have. And it's just going to be interesting when we're separated, we meaning the human race, 50 years, 100 years from now, separated from the emotion of this and the dire immediacy of it. It'll be very interesting. I think that we may not look that good.
I don't think we look that good now. Never mind.
I'm being then.
Do you have a morning routine that involves testing yourself? Do you have a fever screener, or do you have a thermometer that you aim at your forehead to see what your temperature is? Have you done that?
No, I haven't. I maybe I should.
Well, I decided I would try it, so I sort of stumbled on myself. I decided I'd order a thermometer because I couldn't find one at a drugstore, and it was at a point where I was in a hurry and I didn't really pay a lot of attention. It became a joke when I got it, though, because of two things. One,
it came from China and didn't work.
Well, it came from China, and it's Celsius only.
What is that? Maybe we'll learn what the normal human temperature Celsius is. Oh, gosh, that's too much for
38.7, I think it is, or something like that.
Oh, I can't handle that.
No, it's very difficult. It's so foreign to us.
All these foreign things.
It's amazing. Yeah. But I will. I'm going to share something also with regard to the whole China thing. People think I'm obsessed with it. I had to buy a new scale because my old scale didn't work. So I spent an hour and a half online trying to find a scale, and finally did, that was not made in China.
Right.
And it was, you know, about the same price, $60 or whatever it was. And so then another incident this week where, you see, because I'm very much on the air talking about how I want to eliminate doing business with anything that's connected to China. But you know how hard that is? As you know, I have a farm. And I have tractors, and tractors get flat tires. So I needed tubes for a couple of flat tires. Do you think I could find? I said to the guy at the tire store, I want, whom I know, I've been doing business with for years. I said, I want tubes, but I don't want any made in China. He said, good luck. I said, what do you mean? He says, you can't find tubes that aren't made in China. You won't find any. No matter what the brand, they're all made in the same factory. And they're all made by the same company, whether they have a Firestone brand on it, a Bridgewater or whatever the other Goodyear makes no difference. They all come out of the same factory, and it's in China. So this is what we're, you know, we're confronted with that, maybe on a huge scale, thinking, you know, about what about the drugs?
Yeah, and as a result of this scenario that you're laying out, powerful people and powerful companies that have economic benefit by dealing with China are the ones that are exercising that pressure to play down the seriousness of the problem we have with China. And some of them are news media, some of them are major telecom companies, and we're not getting the truth. And the truth is, China poses a threat. This is not warmongering. We're sounding an alarm.
Exactly.
We're dealing with a country that is designed and has already admitted, read their literature, within the next 20, 30 years to surpassing the United States as the hegemonic power in the world.
Yep. Right.
Yep. And if everything you buy comes from China, and we're selling out our future to save a couple of bucks on a scale...
Yeah.
Then we deserve what's happening to us.
So what is it that will take? Is this enough for waking up the American public, or do we need something more drastic? I mean, you heard the premier of China say that we were starting a Cold War by all the negative talk about China.
Yeah, we're starting it. We're starting the war, and Trump is using it as a distraction, talking about the truth. That would be like saying, they called it appeasement. Chamberlain in England, I'll go and I'll talk to him. He's not so terrible. He's reasonable. Yeah. And everybody thought, you know, and Churchill was considered the radical whack job that's going to get us into a war. You know, you got to judge each situation individually. Evil does exist in the world. There are dangers. It's not la-di-da. You know, what's happened is we've become a nation of consumers. We we'll put up with this for 8 weeks, 9 weeks, but after that, no. You know, let's get our way of life
the way it was before.
Stuff happens.
Never.
Stuff happens. And so what's the answer? I don't know if there is an answer. You know, just the idea that there's got to be an answer. I don't know if there's an answer. We may be facing a long period of problems here because of the preoccupation we have with the distractive aspects of stories that are important. It always turns into, like you said before, they arrested a cameraman. That's now the story.
Yeah, right. The guy who gets killed by cops that should be in jail, instead of putting people in jail, they should be in jail. I guess they are now, or they've been arrested or some charge of murder.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the country's going to work through the timing of this amazing, like, it's a perfect storm. This virus, now we're going to summertime. People have been cooped up for months, so they already are, you know, you can see people going crazy, silly, but yet the reality of summertime on the beaches or whatever, I want to celebrate, I want to have a good time, and I'm tired of being locked up, and just because you're the governor, who the hell are you? I'm going to do what I want to do. And at what point does the civil unrest become, I mean, even the burning down of the police station in Minneapolis as a protest? You know, this kind of stuff happens when these sorts of things happen. You and I can go back to the Watts riots. You can go back to when Rodney Smith,
Rodney King.
Thank you. Remember that whole thing? Why can't we all just get along? what that did to the country. Burn down stores, loot, steal, kill. Yeah. Hello. What does that do? What does that do to... But yet, that's the mindset. And as we educate our people coming along more poorly than was the case when you and I were in school, certainly they don't have... I was with a 21-year-old kid this past week who said, I wished I'd had civics in school. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything about the government other than I'm going to vote for... You know, a Democrat. Whoever the Democrat is, I'm voting for him. That's all he knows about politics.
Yeah, we do need civics in school, and we also need media studies. We have to teach children how to use media in the 21st century, how to separate fact from fiction, how to have critical thinking. Media plays such an important part of our life that it should be the same as health. It should be the same as...
They don't have health ed in school anymore, either. They don't have phys ed. They don't have music. All of this is, these are great training grounds for being able to use the skills that are in your brain. And not to mention how to think, not what to think, but how to think. And it's lost. The kids coming along today are so naive, and I don't want to sound like some old fogey, but man, I'll tell you, I think the naivete in the world today is a real crucial problem. And so anyway, we'll pause for a moment, and then I want to find out what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What is the number one thing to consider when purchasing hunting land or looking at a piece of property to lease? I'll share the answer right after this message.
For over 20 years, Sigdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
One of the main things to consider when looking at land to buy or lease is your neighbors. Do they share the same management goals as you, or will they be working against your objectives? So take time to converse with the neighbors before you make your final investment. Learn more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
All right. The subject matter of the Michael Harrison interview, a conversation with an up-and-coming talk radio personality. Would you say that, how you describe
it? I'd say up-and-coming, yet been around a while. He spent a couple of years as a producer for Rush Limbaugh, got into talk radio around 2008, has been on stations in L.A., and now is in Charlotte, North Carolina at WBT. Charlotte, North Carolina is one of the epicenters of politics, and I talked to him about the convention and then some from the Charlotte point of view.
Brett Winterbull is his name. Find the conversation with Michael at mhinterview.com. Also, you can find it at talkers.com. We can find the lists from the charts this week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, I'm Doug Steffen.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy.
Lovely.
Yankee Doodle came to London to ride the pony.
Pony.
I am that Yankee Doodle.
Jimmy Cagney. Fabulous. This goes back to, this is the late 30s, right? In the Yankee, when did this movie get shot?
Premiered in New York City, Doug, today in history, 1942.
42. All right. So it was still making movies during World War II, but this was the beginning. Actually, the production of movies went way, way down, didn't it? During World War II, if I remember, a lot of the stars went into the service. I remember James Stewart was a... Yeah, go ahead.
You know, James Cagney played a lot of gangsters in his career, but I do believe this was his signature. Well, I used to watch this all the time when I grew up in New York. July 4th on WPIX Channel 11 aired it all the time. It was like a staple of must-see TV viewing on that day.
So where do all these movies end up? Are they on somebody like all these networks, Netflix and Apple and Amazon and Disney?
Not really. Movies like this, not really. He's very, maybe Turner Movie Classics airs this once in a blue moon, but WPIX is certainly not airing this film anymore. The way their programming schedule is done now versus 20, 30 years ago.
They do a lot of syndicated talk and syndicated shows, Family Feud, that kind of stuff.
Correct. So this movie probably rarely gets played anymore. I remember doing a big screen revival of it a few years ago, and I had a blast watching it on the big screen. He was great in that movie.
You look at some of the great actors that came out of this era, and they were all dancers. Remember...
Well, that was what people paid to see.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they wanted. The vaudevillians that were great dancers, Remember Singing in the Rain with the Gene?
Absolutely.
Gene Kelly?
I've done a revival of that three times. It's one of the best movies ever made. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting. Some people today, the reason when they ask studios why I don't do a lot of musicals, and some of the response is always, today's audiences find it somewhat silly when people break out in a song and dance. I don't think there's anything silly about it. Those movies were tremendously entertaining. One other, this day in history, it was also 1942, Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas for the first time.
Wow.
And that wound up selling over 100 million copies, Doug, the biggest selling single still of all time.
Ever. Yep, right. It's kind of like the Bible is the biggest selling book of all time.
Yes.
That song is the biggest seller of all time. Pretty amazing. So let's see what Apple is doing, Chucker. They've made a deal, apparently, for Martin Scorsese's next film with De Niro, DiCaprio, et al., the same people he loves to work with. What do you make of this?
Well, it's called Killer of the Flower Moon. I believe it's Scorsese's first Western. It's in the Western genre. Apple TV cut a deal with Paramount, probably going to funnel money into movie made. Well, they did announce that last year. Apple TV is going to finance a lot of different TV and movie projects. Probably will play in theaters first and then go to Apple TV. I would assume there'll be a major player in the next few years in streaming because they certainly have the money to do so.
Apparently they were bidding against Netflix and Amazon, who wanted to produce the film as well. I don't know. Right. I just find it discomforting.
Well, Netflix produced Scorsese's last movie, The Irishman, which played limited in theaters, mostly on Netflix. It's just interesting to see a Martin Scorsese movie not get a big theatrical release.
Well, going for the big check? Is that it? These guys are just going for the big check, and they don't care who sees their work? I find that hard to believe.
I think the first thing they want is they want their project financed.
Yeah.
And then they want the secured money to make the movie, and then I guess they'll figure audiences will ultimately discover it. But I want to see big movies play in theaters first before TV, but it appears we're living in a parallel universe. So
I saw The Irishman in the theater in Los Angeles this winter, and I was I was satisfied that I was happy, Frank, because I wanted to see it. There was parts of it that I didn't like, but I always want to see De Niro and whatever he's doing. DiCaprio I can do without, but De Niro I want to see what he's in. And Harvey Keitel, for whatever the reason, I don't know, I'm not the last fan, but there's something about him and the way he comes across and his connection to these guys.
Yeah, it's been around a long time. I don't think Keitel's a good actor, but I don't think he ever became the name that De Niro did in the business, but he's certainly good.
Yeah, he comes from that same school and the same neighborhood, actually, when you get right down to it. All right, Chucker, another great week of information. Thank you. You're a great asset here. It's the movie moments part of the DJV show with Chuck Curry. At 59 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.